Construction crews and volunteers work 7 days a week at Kahauiki Village, located on the Makai side of Nimitz Highway between Ke'ehi Lagoon Park and Sand Island. The first phase of the project will consist of 30 houses, a child care, preschool, and other amenities. Dwayne Kurisu, founder of the nonprofit IO Foundation, set out to build a sustainable plantation-style village community.
The total cost for the first phase was $12.4 million. $4 million of that came from the city. $2 million was for the photovoltaic system. You know, we could have done it, but it was important to us that we got more community engagement. So the rest of the money all came from the community.
The state provided the land for $1 a year. The city and county provided the infrastructure and a long list of construction, building supply, concrete, plumbing, electrical, and landscaping companies donated materials and appliances. The workers for these companies also volunteer their time on weekends at no cost. Tai Ai is the director of construction for Alcal Specialty Contractor.
There's a lot of people out here, you know, a lot of people behind the scenes that aren't here physically working, but each one of these guys, and I'm going to just count real quick, maybe six or seven guys up on the roof, you know, that could be $5,000 or $6,000 worth of work.
Coastal Construction Company, which has built 34,000 homes in Hawaii since 1968, oversees the building phase. Dale Maeda is the general foreman.
The other roofs over there that are not done is the C-store and laundromat. And RMY Russell is pouring concrete today for the substation for the police.
Scheidler School of Business MBA student Tiffany Yoshida is volunteering with some of her classmates to paint between her full-time job and final exams coming up.
I've always been interested in like the homeless problem here in Hawaii, and so when I heard that they're doing something for Kahauiki, I was like, yes, I want to participate, I want to be a part of that.
Once the construction phase is done, donated appliances will be installed and 100 fruit trees donated by the Rotary Club of Hawaii will be planted. Kirk Hovius is the Rotary's volunteer coordinator.
As the project moves along, we're going to be planting trees and helping with the landscaping, and we're also going to help equip all of the units with the kitchen utensils and things like that.
A photovoltaic electrical system will also be installed at the village before the first residents move in January 12th. Kurisu says Kahauiki will be the first community in the world to be completely off the grid, and he thanks all the donors and volunteers.
Hawaii is a really generous community. I was telling people, I know somebody's going to say no along the way, but every single person that we asked have said yes.
In my next report, how Kahauiki Village will try to change the lives of homeless families. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.